Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day, and we're live on Christmas Day, as I have been now since 1997. Thank you for being part of my day. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our guest is our good friend Andrew Sherman, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust, an outstanding attorney that we whose experience and acumen we rely on over the years, during the year, not just during the holidays, obviously. He's the author of a number of books. Harvesting Intangible Assets is the last one I know about. Is that right?
Buying for Impact is the latest. I got a new one I'm cooking up, and I'll be ready to talk about that in a few months. And, of course, the Road Rules book on Be That's the right. Truck, Not the Squirrel, and the Essays on Governance book. The Essays on Governance could follow the Harvesting Intangible Assets.
There you go. I have them.
No problem.
I have so many. They run together for me. But folks, I'm proud to say we've launched just about every one of these over the last 15 years.
Yeah,
and we expect to launch the
tradition.
Next one, Andrew. Andrew, one of the things that I really want you and me to talk about as we do when we join each other on Christmas Day is tolerance. I'm a Christian. You're a Jew. We've known each other. We've been friends. We love each other. And when I think of this holiday, and I think about what the message of people who follow Christmas means so much to, the message of Jesus Christ was tolerance.
Yeah, you know, I just want to drive home a point we've discussed before. About 7 or 8 years ago, I became fascinated with this issue of diversity. It was probably longer than that because it was before the president was elected.
Yep.
And I started delving into the issue as an issue of business strategy, not as an issue of, you know, I'm not a big political guy, and
right.
I wasn't approaching it from a social perspective. I was really looking at it. Diversity is as a driver for innovation. Diversity is a driver. Yeah, for productivity and best practice. And what I learned, very disappointingly, is that the gold standard for diversity training was tolerance. Mm-hmm. So some of the most famous diversity trainers in the world would go into companies and preach tolerance. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, how could tolerance be the gold standard? I mean, if I was to meet you, Jim, and I looked very different from you and dressed different from you, and I walked up to you and I shook your hand with a warm smile and I said, Jim, I tolerate you. I truly mm-hmm. do mm-hmm. tolerate you.
Yeah.
Do you think that would create warm and fuzzies all
Probably
over your body?
Probably not.
Yeah. Exactly.
And although many people have said that to me, Andrew, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. How could Harvard-trained McKinsey consultants, or whoever they were from, be teaching tolerance as the gold standard?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're right. I mean, look, we share different faiths. Do you know how many values we share in those faiths?
Almost all of them.
Exactly. Do you know how many, I mean, from family to education to respect for others to empathy and compassion to charitable giving. I mean, there are so many messages that we share. It's not even fun.
And you know what else, Andrew? And I've been saying this for a long time. If you go back to Yi Qing in China and the Upanishads in South Asia and India, some of those tolerance lessons are older than Judaism, older than Christianity.
Right.
I mean, this is a human thing. This, to me, is the essence of tolerance. I don't own the franchise on tolerance. Neither do you.
Right. But I want us as Americans. I want us as global citizens. I want us as a country that still needs some work to do to get back to where it should be, to understand that we have to do more than tolerate each other. We have to appreciate each other. We have to understand each other. We have to learn from each other. We have to respect each other. I mean, you know, I may go to synagogue on Saturdays, you go to church on Sundays. Who cares? I mean, you know, what I want to understand is, hey, what are you doing in church? What are you learning? What can
right.
I learn from you?
That's exactly right.
And to the point of this show today, you know, if you're my neighbor or you're my friend or you're my customer and you're in church Sunday morning, what can I do to help you on Sunday since I'm free? Yeah. And what could you do to help me on Saturday because I'm busy?
That's right.
Show this morning.
One of my favorite memories of college was I came right off the farm. I was pretty conservative, pretty straight-laced. I was in the ROTC when other people were storming the ROTC buildings. And there was this guy that was in college with me who had long hair. And I remember looking, the first time I saw him, I thought, boy, that guy, I hate that hair. I can't stand the way he looks. So there's no way I could like this guy and I have anything in common. Well, over the next year, he and I became best friends.
I love it.
I learned a hard lesson at 18, 19 years old. I learned a lesson about you know, looking at people. And what
if he was so poor he couldn't afford a haircut?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as I've traveled around the world, Andrew, and I know you know this too because you have too. Here's the thing that I found out meeting people and all over the world. They're just like you and me.
They want the same
thing.
They
want every single one person I've met in any other country wants exactly what you and I want. They want love. They want to be productive, and they want other people to tolerate them.
No, they want other people to appreciate them.
But they want tolerance. Now there
and
are
to the, as a minimum standard.
There are exceptions, exactly. Folks, and those are the people who are causing trouble these days. But they are in the minority. And we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Stay with us. Merry Christmas.
Time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.